请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow our head in silent prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our afternoon service.
我们来唱下面的332。
Let us sing hymn 332. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们今天下午的各项的聚会。
And let us kneel down together to pray and ask God to guide us through this afternoon services.
一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
愿大家平安。
Peace be with, with all the brothers and sisters.
请我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter
5. 是七节。
Verse 17.
第五章是七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。旧事已过，都变成新的。
17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这一段圣经告诉我们，做基督徒应该努力的目标。
This verse tells us our goal as a Christian.
以及达到这个目标的好处。
And the benefits of reaching this goal.
还有达到这个目标的方法。
And the way to reach this goal.
我们大家都很喜欢得到神的恩典。
We like to be blessed by God.
但是我们大部分在追求神的恩典都是肉体上、物质上今生的。
Yet we typically pursue after the blessings that are of this world.
这是会过去的。
These things can pass away.
但是信主，我们追求的目标要往上提升。
Yet the goal of our faith is up above.
那怎么提升呢？
How do we elevate our faith?
这里告诉我们要做新造的人。
Here it tells us that we need to be a new creation.
那什么是新造的人？
What is a new creation?
所谓新造的人就是有神的形象的人。
A new creation carries the image of God.
那再具体来说，就是像主耶稣这一种人。
More realistic, a more physical reflection is that we behave asOur Lord Jesus had done.
从来没有人见过神。
None has ever seen God.
但是父怀的独生子把神显明出来。
Yet God's only Son has given us an image of God.
所以神的本性完完全全显露在耶稣基督的身上。
Our Lord Jesus carries forth the image of Christ, of our God.
所以新造的人就是一个像主耶稣的人。
The new creations must be like Christ.
这就是我们信仰努力最有价值的地方。
This is the most valuable point of our faith.
那主耶稣当时的人凭外貌来认他。
And Jesus was seen by others.
外貌，十六节。
From a worldly point of view.
你请你读十六节。
Verse 16. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
NIV 说 world point of view, 那 New King James 说 flesh, 外貌就是肉体。
In the New King James Version, it's described that Jesus was once viewed from the flesh.
所以照人的价值观来看，耶稣是不值得一看的。
From the values of this world, Jesus was worth nothing.
他没有家世背景。
He had no wealth and he had no lineage.
没有外体的肉体的外貌。
He was not attractive.
他没有钱财。
He was poor.
他没有受什么教育。
He was uneducated.
所以不值得人注意。
Thus he was not worth people's attention.
但是他是神所宝贵的。
Yet he was treasured by God.
他回到天国享受最高的荣耀。
He returned to heaven to be the king of that kingdom.
为什么？
Why?
他有神的形象。
For he had the image of God.
所以今天做人的价值在哪里？
What is the value of being a person today?
当然我们在世界上追求的也是有它的价值。
There is value to what we pursue in this world.
但是，死了，这个价值就消失了。
Yet after we pass away, our worth passes on.
有时候还没有死， 我们追求的价值就已经开始消失了。
Sometimes even while we are still alive, our worth to this world has passed on.
信仰是另外一种价值的追求。
Faith is a pursuit after a different value.
啊，就是做新造的人。
That is to be a new creation.
那我们一旦做新造的人，就会发现旧事已过，都变成新的。
Once we are a new creation, we realize that the old has gone, and the new has come.
这个旧的可以指着我们的心境。
The old can describe our old behaviors and our old thoughts.
过去啊，新的这个心境啊产生。
And that's the new has come.
旧可以指着旧的关系。
And the old can also point to our old relationships.
你为什么夫妻关系不好？
We may have had a rocky relationship with our spouse.
这个不只是说交通不够。
It wasn't just the communication.
是人没有进步。
Rather, is the spouses not making progress in their character?
没有做新造的人。
They have not created a. They have not become a new being.
如果做新造的人夫妻关系越来越好。
If the spouses are new beings, their relationships will improve.
那家庭也是一样啊。
Similarly, the family is the same.
为什么家庭乱糟糟的？
Why is that the relationship in our family is so rocky?
全部都信耶稣啊，但是家庭乱糟糟的。
Although we may all believe in Christ, yet we don't exist in peace.
因为这个人的灵性没有进步。
It is because of the faith and the spirit have not been elevated.
如果我们呢一直变化做新造的人
，If we continue to improve,
你就发现旧事过去了，你的家庭生活越来越不一样。
And we will forget the old, and that our family relation will improve.
这是非常重要的。
This is a key point.
那恩典也是一样。
And grace or blessing is the same.
我不能够说不能见证你刚信主的时候，你可以见证。
It doesn't mean that you can't testify for the Lord after you believe.
但是我们信主几十年，都是在讲我信主的时候，为什么没有新的
？Yet if after we have believed in Christ for decades, yet we still testify towards the time when we believe, then we have to question.
为什么没有新的恩典
？We have to question why is it that we have not been blessed recently?
因为我们没有进步。
Because we have not made strives to improve.
如果我们灵性有着进步
，if we improve our spirits,
做新造的人
，and become a new creation,
跟主耶稣一样有神同在
，to be like Christ, to have the abundance of God,
每一天都有新的体验
，then we will experience new blessings from God every day.
每一天都有新的恩典
，and every day we will see new grace.
每一天都有新的见证
，a new testimony to bear to others.
所以让旧的过去，新的来，一个关键就是要做新造的人。
And the key to letting the old be gone and the new come is that we need to change, we need to become a new creation.
那要怎么做新造的人
？How do we become a new creature？
第一句话说
，The first，
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
That those who are in Christ, they are a new creature.
这个在基督里啊，第一个意思就是受洗归入基督。
The first point to be In Christ is that one must be baptized.
但是这只是开始。
That is only a beginning.
约翰一书里面讲住在基督里提到三件事情。
There are three things to be in Christ as described by John.
第一个就是让神的道进到我们里面，或者我们活在神的道里面。
The first is that we live by the word of God.
那我们就变成新人。
Then we will be a new creature.
道理很重要。
Thus, it is important for us to know the words of God.
有了道理，我们才有标准。
Once we have the words, then we have a standard.
我们才会认识自己。
Then we can know ourselves.
没有道理啊，我们不知道自己啊。
Without God's word, we will never understand ourselves.
对自己无知。
We will be ignorant.
那人如果对自己无知，不会进步。
If we are ignorant towards our own faults, we shall never improve.
我们一直停留在原点。
We will be stagnant.
所以当神的道进到我们里面
，When God's word has entered us,
我们就看到自己
，Then we will see our own reflections.
那我们就一直在成长
，And we will grow.
所以用认识主耶稣这个知识，这样一直来更新我们
，Using our knowledge of Christ to help us grow.
因为耶稣是一个完全的人
，Because God or Jesus Himself is perfect.
我每一次去想他讲的话，他的生活，他做的事情，都有新的发现。
Every time we reflect on his life, we will discover new teachings.
那这样我们就一直进步。
Then we shall improve.
所以第一个要活在基督的道里面。
So the first key to becoming in Christ is to live in the teachings of Christ.
那第二个,
the second,
在基督里就是在基督的灵里面。
That to be in Christ is to be in His Spirit.
就是被神的灵来带领。
It's that it means that we need to be led by God's Spirit.
那也是指着被神的灵充满。
Also points to the fact that we need to be filled with God's Spirit.
那这样我们就会变成新人。
Then we will become a new person.
圣灵的力量非常的大。
The power of the Holy Spirit is great.
圣灵能够改变一个人。
The Holy Spirit can change a person.
让我们与罪断绝。
So that we can depart from sin.
圣灵会赐给我们力量。
And Spirit can also give us strength.
让我们来做我们想做的事情。
To do things that are good for us.
这样我们就做新造的人。
So that we can be a new creature.
那第三点。
The third.
做新造的人就是进到主耶稣的爱里面。
Is that we need to be, we need to be part of God's Christ, of God's love.
或者说让基督的爱来住在充满在我们里面。
Or to have God, Christ's love live in us.
那我们就变新人。
Then we shall become a new creature.
我们常常会发现我们要改变一个人很困难。
We often realize that it is hard for us to change other people.
而且常常会失望。
And oftentimes if we wish that other person can change, we often will be disappointed.
你包括你要改变你的配偶。
If we try to change our spouse,
这很难。
We more likely than not will be disappointed.
或者说你要改变子女。
Or if we wish to change the character of our children,
这也很难。
We often will be disappointed.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们都很难改变自己。
For it is hard for us to change our own character.
但是在基督里。
Yet in Christ,
我们却能够有新的改变。
We can discover ways to change ourselves.
那其中一个就是我们要查考的就是基督的爱。
And one of the ways is to be touched by the love of Christ.
我们看一个被基督爱充满的人，他的生活是怎样的。
Let's see how a person who has been touched by God's love lived.
我们来看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 15.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里面。主耶稣说我爱你们。
Jesus once told us that he loved us.
你们要藏在我的爱里面。
And that we must remain in his love.
那这样会有什么改变？
How will this lead us to change ourselves?
十一节。
Verse 11.
这些事我已经对你们说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
那第十节。
Verse 10.
你们遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里面。
If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love.
所以这个被神的爱充满，我们人会活得很喜乐。
If we're filled with the love of Christ, we will lead a joyful life.
爱是一种满足。
Love is a satisfaction to us.
所以摩西曾经向神祷告。
That's why Moses once prayed to God.
好，我们看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
The 90th Psalm.
十四节。
Verse 14.
九十篇十四节。
Psalm 90, verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
能够看英文翻译哈，用你的爱来满足我们，让我们能够欢呼喜乐。
Satisfy us with your unfailing love, that we may sing with joy.
我们现在人物质很丰富，但是心灵很空虚。
We have a wealthy physical life, yet our hearts are often empty.
我们在神的爱里面哈。我们才可以得到满足。
We can only find satisfaction in the love of Christ.
这样我们就会喜乐。
Then we will be joyful.
所以有时候我们看到一个人为什么这个个性总是很悲观、很消极。
And we often see a person being depressed and often very pessimistic.
或者说个性很古怪。
or that this person has a real character, temperament.
这个人过去可能他成长的环境里面缺乏爱。
If we looked into their past, they may not have had love while they were young.
所以让我们的小孩子在一个充满着爱的环境长大非常重要。
This is important for us to rear our children in love.
那这个爱不够啊，个性会变。
If the love was not sufficient, the person will change their character.
但是这并不等于不能改变。
Yet it doesn't mean that they cannot change.
所以如果一个人啊，常常在神的爱充满之下，你会发现他个性会改变。
If a person is filled with the love of Christ, that person will change themselves.
他本来是很悲观的人，变成一个很乐观。
They may be pessimistic in the past, yet they will change to become optimistic.
因为神爱充满他。
For God's love has filled them.
所以这个个性的改变哦，没有一个人能够做的。
None of us can change ourselves by our own means.
但神的爱非常有力量。
Yet the love of Christ is powerful.
神的爱充满这个人，变成很乐观、很开朗、很喜乐。
Once a person is filled with God's love, he or she will be very optimistic and very joyful.
所以我们要改变我们的孩子哦，或者我们要改变。我们自己的配偶非常重要，要把他带来，让神爱充满在他里面。
And the key to changing our spouse or our children is to bring them to Christ and allow the love of Christ to change them.
不然我们会很难改变他。
Otherwise, it is hard for them to change.
所以摩西祷告说：“求神爱充满我，让我能够欢呼喜乐。”
That is why Moses prayed to God to fill him with God's love.
我们有时候看到现在这个单亲的家庭很多。
There are many families that have only one parent.
那这个单亲的家庭要养小孩子很困难。
It is hard for that parent to rear his or her child.
第一个，因为单亲，所以你要加倍的工作，你才能够支持你的家庭。
Because there is only one parent, that parent needs to work harder.
因为这个样子，我们给子女时间爱就不够。
Because of the need to work, the time that the parent can spend with the child is decreased.
那第二个
，the second，
因为是单亲所以这个父母缺乏另外一方的爱。
Because there is only one parent, there is not the spousal love.
所以这个小孩子在单亲的家庭长大，实在是不容易有很完整的个性。
And thus, it is usually very difficult for a child to enjoy both types of love.When growing up in a single parent household,
这个就是信仰的力量。
This is the power of faith.
如果一个人被神的爱充满
，that if a person can be filled with the love of Christ,
有的是母亲的爱不够，有的是父亲的爱不够，有的是父母的爱不够，可以把它补足。
Although the parental love may not be sufficient, yet the love of Christ can fulfill that need.
我们的小孩子，你看长大，他很健康不但肉体很健康，心灵上很健康。
And that is why we can see our child who has been brought up in Christ.Grow up healthy, both in the physical body and in spirit.
所以这个信仰的重要实在是超过我们能够想象得到的。
The importance of faith is beyond our imagination.
我们做不到的，神都做得到。
What we are lacking can be filled by Christ.
比方说，有时候我们一直想要让我们的下一代怎么样去拥有很多东西，让他能够快乐。
We often think of ways to give our child things to satisfy their.To satisfy their spirit.
你带他去旅游。
We may take them on trips.
玩得很快乐。
They may be happy.
回来的这个飞机 cancel.
Yet.
Flight cancel.
Yet on your way home, your flight was canceled.
哇，整个七天的快乐全部都没有了。
And suddenly, your whole family loses your happiness from the past 7 days.
因为飞机 cancel, 你的整个旅程都乱了。
Because of the change in flights, your schedule has been altered.
回来心里充满着怨气。
So once you reach your home, you are filled with anger.
所以这个是我们用世界上的满足有它的条件。
There are criteria to the happiness that we receive from this world.
但是这个神的爱充满了那种喜乐没有人能够夺去。
Yet none can take away the joy that we receive from the love of Christ.
我们来看雅各。
Let's turn to Song of Songs.
传道书后面雅各。
Song of Songs after the book of Ecclesiastes.
第二节。第一章第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
雅各的第一章第二节。
Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 2.
愿他用嘴与我亲嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine.
其实这个当然是在讲新婚夫妇的爱啊。
This describes the love amongst a newlywed.
但是这也是讲神跟人的关系。
Yet this also describes the relationship that God has with men.
你的爱比酒更美。
The love of Christ is more delightful than wine.
那个酒是什么？
What is wine?
当然你可以指酒精的酒。
We can point to the wine that we buy off the shelves.
但那个酒也是指着世界的娱乐。
Yet the wine can figuratively describe the joy of this world.
娱乐哈。
And the enjoyment of the flesh.
你那个 CD 一直买啊，这个就是世界上要找一些满足啊。
And take for example, if you keep on buying music CDs, you're seeking satisfaction through the music.
但是当我们开始能够去感受神的爱，去享受它。
Yet if we can learn to enjoy the love of Christ.
你就发现哦，这个神的爱，那个爱情啊，比世界上的娱乐更美。
We will find that the love of Christ is more delightful than the desires or than the things that we do in this world.
好，那我们再看。第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。王带我进入内室，我要因你的欢喜快乐。
Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers.
那因为感受到神的爱，所以我们会很愿意去跟随他。
Because we have enjoyed God's love, we are willing to follow. We are willing in following him.
我们要必因你而欢喜快乐。
And we will receive joy.Because of Christ.
我记得有一个慕道朋友。
There was a truth seeker.
他来慕道很久都没得圣灵。
And that person has sought the truth for quite a long time, yet has not received the Holy Spirit.
问题很多。
He or she had many questions.
后来有一段时间呢，他没有来。
There was a time that the person did not attend church services.
那以后又来了。
And after that time,That person came back.
那以后他得圣灵。
Then he received the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵以后啊，他就很少问问题。
Once he has received the Holy Spirit, he no longer asks any questions.
那我们就跟他问啊，哎，到底为什么你最近都没有问问题
？So we questioned him why he did not ask us any more questions.
他说他自己在家里祷告得圣灵。
He said that he prayed at his home and received the Spirit of God.
那得圣灵以后来教会听道理就没有问题了，每一句话都信了。
Once he has received the Holy Spirit, he believed in everything that was taught to him.
还有，他讲一个很奇妙的体验。
And he also described one of his experiences.
他说他每天这样祷告很久，说被圣灵充满，然后一直觉得说心里很甜美。
That in his prayer, during which he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he felt the sweetness within his heart.
那为什么会这样感觉
？Why did he have such a feeling?
罗马书说。圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The book of Romans has told us that the Spirit of God pours the love of Christ into our hearts.
所以这个常常祷告，人被神的爱充满了，你心里会觉得很甜美。
And those who are filled with the love of Christ can feel the sweetness of God.
所以这个信仰本身是一种享受。
Faith is an enjoyment.
就是享受神的爱。
It is for us to enjoy the love of Christ.
那你到哪个地方心里都很甜美，因为你觉得神很爱你，神就在你旁边，神就住在你的里面。
Regardless of where we are or what times we are at, we always feel the presence of God.
所以这个是很有力量的一种体验。
This is a powerful experience.
那一个人一旦体验到这个
，If a person can have such an experience,
你会发现世界这些娱乐已经不是不可以了，没有什么吸引力。
Then the recreations of this world no longer attracts us.
因为最好的已经在你里面了。
For we already possess the best in our hearts.
神里面那种甜美，那种喜乐。
The sweetness and the joy of Christ lives within us.
满足了，满足你就世界上你就没有那个欲望了，不是不可以。
It satisfies our hearts such that we no longer desire the physical recreations.
这个就是一种改变。
This is a change of our lives.
所以旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old is gone and the new has come.
如果我们住在基督的爱里面，基督的爱充满在我们里面。
If we live in the love of Christ and that Christ is in us,
那以前那种空虚无聊，要用很多世界的娱乐，那个都过去了。
Then the emptiness that we felt in the past has gone away.
新的来了。
The new has come.
你不需要那个，你都觉得活得很好。
Such that we no longer need those things to live.
都活觉得很甜美。
We will feel the sweetness of Christ.
所以不要贪爱世界是可能的。
so that it is possible for us not to pursue after this world.
如果我们真的感觉到基督里的喜乐，
if we can feel the joy from the joy that we have in Christ，
也就是被神的爱充满。
And that is for us to be filled with the love of
Christ. 不要贪爱世界是绝对可能的。
It is possible to not pursue after the world.
而且是非常自然的。
And it becomes a second nature to us.
因为神已经充满你里面了。
For God has lived in us.
你没有一个空间留给世界了。
Such that we no longer have space to pursue after this world.
这是一种改变。
This is a change of our lives.
神的爱充满我们。
That the love of Christ fills us.
让我们觉得很喜乐。
So that we can be filled with God's joy.
要常常喜乐是可能的。
It is possible to be filled with joy.
就是有神的爱在感动我们。
Only if we have the love of Christ within us.
这是第一个心事。
This is the first way to become a new creature.
在基督里很满足，很喜乐。
To be content in the word of Christ.
那在基督里变新人的第二个体验。
The second experience in becoming a new creature
就是人跟人之间的合一
is to have unity with our fellow man.
这个有时候真的很难哦。
Sometimes it is difficult to have such unity.
因为每个人都有不同的个性。
For everyone has a different personality.
有的你喜欢，有的你不喜欢。
You like some personality, yet despise others.
所以因为这样，婚姻常常会发生问题。
And because of this, we may haveconflicts in our marriage life.
因为个性不一样。
Because the two spouses have different personalities.
那怎么让每个不同的人能够合在一起？
So how can we meld the two together?
这就需要有一个接纳。
This takes tolerance and acceptance.
那接纳从哪里来？
How do we learn how to accept each other?
就是从神的爱来的。
It is through the love of Christ.
所以圣经里面有一句话说，主耶稣怜悯众人。
And there is a statement in the Bible saying that God has mercy on all men.
那为什么要用怜悯这一句话？
Why must the love of Christ be described as mercy?
这个怜悯这一句话原来就是在反映出我们人是不够神的爱，不没有资格来蒙神爱的。
And mercy reflects on our status that we are not worthy of the love of Christ.
但是神怜悯我们。
Yet God has had mercy on us.
所以他接纳我们。
So that he has accepted us as who we are.
因此我们今天才能够在他里面合而为一。
And that is why we can become one within him.
因此当这个基督的爱充满在我们里面。
When the love of Christ lives within us.
我们就可以去接纳别人。
We can learn to accept other humans.
虽然这个人不是很完全。
Although other humans are not perfect.
甚至有一些缺点。
And they have their own faults.
甚至可能得罪了我们。
And some may have violated us.
但是因为基督的爱充满在我们里面。
Yeah, because of the love of Christ that is within us.
我们就可以接纳这个人。
We can learn to accept them.
所以这个人际关系就变新的了。
And thus we have a new relationship with our fellow men.
所以现在这个社会哦，你如果得罪一个人，可能一生关系没有办法再和好。
In this society, if you have wrong someone else, you may not have a peaceful relationship with that person forever.
就把你当作没有存在而已。
For that person will often ignore you.
那你怎么办？反正不需要你，他也活得很好啊。
And they don't really need us to lead a happy life.
但是我们在教会里面。
Yet in church.
这个教会是一个家庭。
We are as a family.
也是一个身体。
We are the body of Christ.
能够让我们彼此互相接纳，就是基督的爱在我们里面。
The love of Christ allows us to accept one another.
那是我们在基督的爱里面能够合一。
And that we can become one family in the love of Christ.
有时候我们看到这个父母生的孩子不是很健全。
Sometimes you could see a couple giving birth to a child who may be crippled in some way.
但是父母对他的爱没有减少。
Yet the love of the parent towards that child is never decreased.
父母还是接纳这个孩子。
The parents would always accept this child.
所以你可以看这个爱是何等的伟大。
So we can see how great the love of the parents are.
这是一个父母的爱。
This describes the love of parents.
那天父的爱比这个还伟大。
Yet the love of our Father in heaven is even greater than that.
从属灵上来讲，我们都有很多的缺点。
From the eyes of God, we have many faults.
是不可爱的。
That's to the point that we are unworthy of his love.
他接纳我们。
Yet he has learned to accept us.
所以基督的爱接纳我们，教会才有可能合一啊。
Because of the acceptance in Christ, we can have this church.
我们彼此才能够建立关系啊。
That is why we can have this relationship in Christ.
如果不是基督来充满我们里面
，without the presence of Jesus，
大家个性都不一样，能够合成一体吗？不可能。
How can we become one body in Christ？
我们先来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
第一章。
Chapter one.
腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter
1 第三节
verse 3
我每逢想念你们我就感谢我的神第四节
4
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求我们再看第八节
verse 8
我体会基督耶稣的心肠切切想念你们众人这是神可以给我做见证的在这个地方啊，保罗提到他对腓立比教会的感受。
Here Paul described his feeling towards the church at Philippi.
说我常常想念你们。
That he remembers them.
而且充满着感谢。
And that he are thankful for them.
其实啊，保罗离开这个腓立比，他所建立的教会已经一段很长的时间了。
And Paul has left the church at Philippi for quite a long time.
但是保罗跟腓立比教会有一个感情。
Yet they have a good relationship.
这个感情就是基督的爱。
And that is they share the love of Christ.
所以第八节呀，我体会基督的爱，想念你们众人。
In verse 8, it is described that he longs for the church at Philippi with the love of Christ.
所以虽然时间拉很长，距离拉很远啊，但是那个关系没有断绝。
Although they have been separated for quite a long time and are separated by a long distance.These did not affect their relationship.
那今天我们到底里面有没有神的爱
？Do we have the love of Christ in us today?
一个很重要的，我们可以想想。
This is an important point for us to ponder.
就是当我们离开教会的时候，我们会不会很想念教会
？Such that do we long for our church if we have not attended one for a long time?
第二个
，Two.
当我们来到教会，看到弟兄姊妹，有没有感觉？
When we come to the church and we see our brothers and sisters, do we feel for them?
我们到这个购物中心去。
We may go to a warehouse.
你看到好多的人。
We can see many people there.
你没有感觉。
Yet we don't have any feeling towards them.
跟我们没有关系啊。
For they are not related to us.
对你没有感觉。
And that is why we don't feel for them.
但是如果我们来到教会。
But when we come to church.
看到弟兄怎么样没有感觉。
If we don't feel towards If we don't have any feeling for our brothers and sisters,
这个就是表示因为我们缺乏基督的爱在我们里面。
Then it reflects on the lack of the love of Christ within us.
如果神的爱充满在我们里面
，If we have the love of Christ,
我们看到弟兄姊妹会很高兴。
We are joyful when seeing other brothers and sisters.
因为他是神所爱的。
For our brothers and sisters are also loved by God.
神的爱就在我里面。
And the love of God is in us.
所以我看到神所爱的，我很高兴。
And so when we see them, we are joyful.
我记得有一个姐妹
I remember there's a sister.
她被安排去煮饭
She has been scheduled to cook for the church.
那煮饭之前她就跑来教会算不是圣何西教会其他地方、
And before she would start her cooking, she would always count the number of her brothers and sisters.
居然会她就说我觉得好高兴啊。
And after the service, she would say that she is very joyful.
因为她去算一算啊今天聚会的人好多。
For she counted many members that are here to attend the services.
如果如你煮饭最好是人越少越好。
When we are doing the cooking, we often think that we often pray that there will be fewer brothers and sisters.
那你就煮少一点，不会这么麻烦了。
So that we would not be overworked in preparing the meal.
那他为什么看到弟兄姊妹很高兴
？Yeah, why would the sister be so happy in seeing the brothers and sisters?
因为他里面有基督的爱在里面。
For she had the love of Christ in her.
有一次我到要去华盛顿 DC 联会。
Once I went to Washington DC to lead services.
一个弟兄说要跟我一起去。
A brother wanted to come with me.
然后他说可不可以弯从巴提摩进去，他的女儿在那里读书。
And he requested us to go through Baltimore to see his daughter first.
我就载他去校园了。
So I took him to the campus.
他的女儿在三个 block 以外啊，他下车我大声喊，好高兴跳起来。
He got off the car, which is about three blocks away from his daughter's home, and yet Once he got off the car, he shouted, he screamed in joy.
他说他已经三个月没有看到他女儿。
For he had not seen his daughter for 3 months.
看到好高兴，我知道啊，这个父亲的感情了。
And he was so happy, and as he would being a father to that sister.
他已经忘记很多人在看他了。
He had forgotten that there are many people around him.
这是爱的力量。
And that is the power of love.
所以你说来到教会看到弟兄们没有什么感觉。
If we come to church and have no feeling for our brothers and sisters,
神的爱已经没有了。
Then we know we don't have the love of Christ.
神的爱有，你看到很高兴。
If we have the love of Christ in us, we will be joyful.
那你又没有来教会，你很难过。
And that if we don't attend services, we will feel sad.
因为我们有神的爱，这群是神所爱的，你没有看到，你会很难过。
And we feel sad if we don't see the brothers and sisters who are loved by God.
那看到很高兴。
So if we see our brothers and sisters, we are quite joyful.
所以当我们这个教会里面弟兄姊妹的关系进到这个程度的时候，合一就不困难了。
When we all have the love of Christ in us, unity is not a problem.
有哪一个小孩子是完全的？
For which one of us is perfect?
但是我们都替我们小孩子的缺点把它解释说，这是他成长的一个过程。
And that if our child is imperfect, we would describe their imperfectness as being a process of maturation.
我们不但接纳他，而且我们为他祷告。
We not only accept them as who they are, but we also pray for them.
我们看他一进步，我们觉得非常高兴。
We see their maturation and we are joyful.
我们并没有拒绝他。
We never despise them.
因为我们爱他。
Yet we love them.
所以这个就是基督的爱在我们当中的一种功效。
This is the work of the love of Christ amongst us.
当我们充满神的爱，
when we are filled with His love,
你又发现有一些弟兄姊妹的缺点，我们不但可以接纳，而且你会为他祷告。
We learn to accept the faults of others and also to pray for them.
当你看到他在进步，你很高兴。
And we are joyed, we are full of joy when we see the brothers and sisters mature.
因为我们已经进到耶稣的爱里面，或者耶稣的爱已经进到我们里面了。
Because the love of Christ is in us.
那这样的话，教会就合一了。
If we have such a love, the church will be unified.
因为大家都是新的关系啊。
Because all of us has this new relationship.
就是在基督里面的关系啊。
A relationship built on Christ.
所以我们来到教会，应该大家很高兴。
When we come to church, we need to be joyful.
因为这个是充满爱的地方。
For this is a place filled with love.
所以旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has gone, the new has come.
如果一个教会里面常常合不来，很多问题。
If a church has many conflicts,
常常是因为缺乏爱。
It is because that church lacks the love of Christ.
没有办法接纳别人的缺点。
That the members are unable to accept the faults of others.
或者我们缺乏为着别人的缺点来祷告。
And that the members do not pray for one another.
所以基督的爱，
the love of Christ,
让旧事已过都变成新的。
Allows the old to pass away and to bring forth a new creation.
这个就是新造的人。
This is the new creature.
所以一个新造的人应该是跟主耶稣一样。
A new creature is like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是他没有一个敌人。
That this person will not have enemies.
主耶稣有没有敌人？没有一个敌人。
Jesus never had an enemy.
所以我们要想，我们在世界上有没有敌人？
We need to think whether or not we have enemies in this world.
如果我们有还有一个敌人，
if we have one,
我们还不完全，
then it means that we are not yet perfect.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们还有一个敌人。
Because we still have enemies.
那个就是证明我们不完全。
That testifies to our imperfectness.
所以主耶稣在登山宝训里面说，要爱你的仇敌。
In the Beatitudes, it was taught to us that we need to love our enemies.
要为那逼迫你的祷告。
We need to pray for those who persecute us.
他不但这样讲。
He not only taught us that.
真的，他自己被挂在十字架的时候。
But when he was crucified.
他为那钉他的人祷告。
He prayed for those who crucified him.
他做出来了。
He lived his own teachings.
他把他的爱显出来了。
He displayed his love.
如果今天这个基督的爱进到我们里面。
If the love of Christ is in us today.
我们被冤枉了，好像被钉十字架。
Although we may be blamed by others as if we are crucified.
但是我们也能够求神赦免那个使我们受苦的人。
Yet we can also learn to ask God to forgive those who are our enemies.
那就没有敌人了。
And then we will have no enemies.
所以我们跟神的关系，
Our relationship with God
常常是我们跟人的关系反映出来
reflects our relationship with other human beings.
是不可能一个人到处跟人合不来，跟神是很好的。
There is not a person who could exist with God in peace, yet not exist with other men in peace.
人跟人合不来，就是证明我们没有行神的道。
When we have conflicts with others, it testifies that we have not lived out the teachings of God.
如果我们没有行神的道，我们跟神的关系就有问题。
If we do not practice the words of God, then our relationship with God is in doubt.
如果我们行神的道，
if we live the words,
我们的家庭关系、夫妻关系，我们跟人际关系就没有问题。
Then the relationship that we have with our spouse, with our family, and with other human beings will always be peaceful.
那我们跟神的关系就很好了。
And then we will have a good relationship with God.
所以旧的关系要过去。
The old relationships will pass away.
就是要在基督里。
It must pass away in Christ.
那一切都变成新的了。
Then the relationships will be new.
我就欢欢喜喜来教会。
We will come to church in joy.
欢欢喜喜的回家。
We'll return home in joy.
因为在基督里都是新的。
For everything is new in Christ.
那第三个。
The third.
在基督的爱里面，我们来服侍神。
To serve God in His love.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们果若癫狂是为神，果若谨守是为你我们哈，果若癫狂是为神，若谨守是为你们。
If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you.
这个癫狂啊，就是一般看起来跟别人不一样。
To be out of our minds, it means that we are different than other people.
那这是指着保罗服侍神的一种描写。
This is a description for the way that Paul served God.
别人看他好像癫狂。
Other people saw him as insane.
他说因为神。
Yet because of God.
那什么叫因为神？
What does it mean that he became insane for the sake of God?
14节。
Verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
For Christ's love compels us.
因为我们想一人死就众人死，众人死都使众人并且他替众人叫那活着人不再为自己活，乃为他们死而复活主活。这个地方讲要为主来活。
These verses tell us that we need to live for God.
因为基督为我们而死。
For God has died for us.
这个就是神的爱，基督为我们而死。
This is the love of Christ to die for us.
那我们为他活。
So that we can live for Him.
因此，当我们活在基督的爱，或者神的爱充满在我们里面。
When the love of Christ fills us.
要来服侍神就不困难了。
Serving God is no longer a difficult task.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的爱在感动我们。
For his love compels us to serve him.
如果他可以为我们死，
if he could die for us,
那我们为他做一些事情有什么困难？
Then there should be no difficulty for us to serve him.
我们就能够把神的事情摆在我们自己家庭的事情的前面。
We shall learn to place the works of God before the works of our own home.
当然每个人大家都很忙啊。
We are all busy.
你如果说大家都忙完再来做圣工，你去哪里找人？
If we serve God only after we have finished our daily works, then we will have no one to serve God.
那怎么办？
What shall we do then?
就是需要神的爱在感动我们。
We need to have the love of God to compel us.
不错，我们爱我们的孩子。
It is correct for us to love our children.
我们爱我们的父母。
To love our parents.
我们爱我们的配偶。
To love our spouse.
但是神对我们的爱更大。
Yet God has given us more than all of them have.
所以我们在服侍神呢，就能够把这个时间精力能够拿得出来。
Because of that love, we can allocate time to serve God.
所以基督的爱激励我们。
The love of Christ compels us.
那我们就可以过一个服侍的生活。
So that we can lead a life of service to God.
服侍的动力就是神本身。
The motive for us to serve God is God Himself.
那神住在我们里面了，你服侍就会很有力量。
When He lives in us, it is easy for us to serve.
有时候我们看到这个好像说神训班结束以后好多的青年回去以后，生命都会改变。
And often after the seminars, and when the youth returns to their home, we can see the changes in their lives.
就是因为神住在他里面。
Because God lived in them.
所以在地方教会很热心在服侍神。
And that is why they can serve their local churches.
他变成新造的人了。
They have become a new creation.
神的灵感动他，神的爱感动他，神的道住在他里面，他变新人了。
The Spirit, the love, the Spirit of God, the love of God, and the words of God have lived in them, so that they can become a new person.
所以做人的价值在哪里？
What is the value of being a man?
神怎么看一个人的价值？
How does God judge us?
就是看我们是不是新造的人。
It is based on our new creation.
是不是跟主耶稣一样？
Whether or not we are like him.
这就是我们努力的目标。
This is the goal of our lives.
我们来唱一首诗结束。
Let us sing him together.
287。
287。
我们站着低头来默祷。
Let's remain standing and bow our heads in prayer.
阿们，我们休息20分钟。
Let's take a 20-minute break.